Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Chom. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
Now, it's talking about being spring, and it's coming up, meaning some warmer weather, but with that comes some brush control, because the heats can definitely come quicker.
Absolutely. If it stays like this, it won't be too long. We'll start seeing some green up and things ready to go. So, yeah, today I'd like to talk a little bit about that brush control meeting that we have coming up. That meeting is actually March the 18th. It's going to be here in Ottawa at the Franklin County Annex down at the Commission Chambers. It starts at about 7 o'clock in the evening. We'll go to about 9. I think we got a really good lineup of speakers coming. Keith Harmony, he's a range specialist for K-State. He's going to come down and he's going to talk about woody encroachment and control of some of our common trees that we have here, and as well some of the shrub species as well. You know, there's all different kinds of methods that we can use, or several different kinds of methods, I should say. You know, we can do foliar applications with herbicides. We can do cut stump herbicide treatments. We can do basal bark, or we can even do soil applied treatments. So there are several different things. I think he's going to cover a lot of those. And you know, maybe the most important thing to understand is not all brush species can be controlled effectively with the same herbicide. So, like, just as an example, honey locust, we really need to use Milestone or Tordon 22K. If we're trying to kill hedge trees, I like to use Remedy. So it just depends on what you're trying to kill and how you're going to do it and some of those kinds of things. So he's our first speaker for the evening. Our second speaker is going to be Jack Lemon. Jack was a graduate assistant to a guy that did a lot of research up there. He's currently, though, the KSU commercial cow-calf farm manager. But at the time, he was a graduate assistant that helped Casey Olson, and Casey Olson did a lot of work with using fire during the growing season to help control Cerisa lespidiza and Old World bluestem. And so he's going to share some of those results, and that might be interesting. It may be something we can do. It may not. You know, it's going to be on a farm-to-farm, you know, how it works for you. But those are some of the things we're going to talk about. So I think we got a really good meeting. But I guess, why did we get to brush control? I started in 1989 as an extension agent. And the very first week I came in, I was told of a guy that had a letter. He showed me this letter. He says, read it. It was from the 1860s. He said they left Burlingame, which is in the northwest corner of Osage County. They were traveling to Quinimo, and they didn't see a tree. Not a tree won until they got to the north bank of the Maritazine River at Quinimo. That's only 160 years ago, which seems like a lot now, but I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's kind of amazing. So I think our pastures as a whole are one resource that have kind of been neglected, you know, according to the Rangeland Analysis Platform. And that's a website that uses satellite imagery to determine what's on the ground, okay? And so they started doing this in 1990, and they're going through today. And they have just shown that there's been a huge, massive wave, especially here on the eastern side of the state, where there's just been more and more trees that keep coming in. And the estimated amount of forage that was lost just in one year, in 2022, due to woody encroachments on our grasslands, was 1.9 billion pounds, which is equivalent to about 1.6 million round bales. Think about that. In one year, 1.6 million round bales have been reduced as a forage supply here in Kansas. And if you look at since 1990, that really becomes staggering, because it's 35 million round bales. So, you know, if this was in our cropping systems, things might be different. You know, we had this happen to our cropland back in the Dust Bowl days. We had to change the way we were farming back in the 1930s. You know, so what did we do? We went out and we started terracing the land. We started using reduced tillage or no-till as time went on to reduce the erosion of the soil. And to increase crop yields, what did we do? We soil test, we fertilize, and then we put a prescription on the ground for weed control in our crops. So that elevates our yields. So the woody encroachment that we're having now coming into our pastures is our pasture guys' dust bowl. Okay, we need to do what we can now to improve and conserve our pastures and our rangelands. Our rangelands have really shrunken over the years. And so hopefully this will be something that will encourage you to get out and come to the meeting. Hopefully you'll be able to be there. It's March 18th. It is here in Ottawa at the Commission Chambers. It starts at 7, and if you have any questions, you can feel free to call any of the extension offices. We're all involved in this. If you want to call Ottawa, it's 785-229-3520. In Garnett, it'd be Ryan at 785-448-6826, or in Linden, you can get a hold of me at 785-828-4438. So hope to see you at the meeting, and until next time, stay safe.
Again, always interesting when you come in. Always these little tidbits that I take with me, that's for sure. Well, coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Scientist, agent specializing in nutrition and food safety and health, Chelsea Richmond.